Bill O'Bear from Bear Path Farm. Pun intended?
Yes and no. My name is O'Bear. Actually, used to be French Huguenot, A-U-B-E-R-T. So there is a bit of a pun there, but we do have bears trotting through our backyard once in a while. And frankly, it's a very catchy, memorable name. So
totally.
We went with it.
With Phil Corman from CESA, Bear Path Farm, your flyer here says, compost the breakfast of champignon. That is mushrooms, am I right?
That's correct. I brought that in hoping you would bring that up. When I put that brochure together years ago to drum up business initially, I sent it out to my existing customers and some other people who didn't know anything about me. And a day or two later, one of my customers calls me up and she says, oh, Bill, I love your brochure. It was terrific, but, I hate to tell you this, but you spelled champions wrong.
Well, it makes sense. You know, I just got this brochure a second ago, so it made sense to me that you would not eat compost for breakfast, but mushrooms would.
I have some customers that, believe it or not, they're almost ready to eat it or roll in it.
Uh-huh. Now, what is your compost made from?
My compost is made from, I get manure from a dairy farm in Conway. I also utilize most of the horse bedding from the Tri-County Fairgrounds, which is
quite a lot. What is horse bedding?
Horse bedding is made up of wood shavings, which is absorbent for the horses when they're doing their duty, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So the Tri-County Fairgrounds brought up, I think it was 30 cubic yard truckloads last year. And I use that. I use old hay, a tiny bit of food waste from the town of Whately. I used to do more commercial food waste, but the trash factor was a problem.
It really gets you thinking about how important compost is for the local food system.
Right. And you, Phil Corman from CESA, we always think about, you know, you go into a market and you see the local hero sign to buy some apples. But local hero defecation is also important.
That's
to
right.
Making local hero apples.
And
it's
Bill is
step
a local,
one, really.
Yeah, Bill's a local hero farmer,
right.
And he's an important part of our local food system here because Bill is taking a resource that many of us still don't realize is a resource, which is food waste, vegetable waste, manures, and other things, and other resources that get used. And it's such so vital that we keep it in this circle, in this cycle, and we keep feeding it back to the soil that's bearing forth the plants that we're eating and the fruits and the animals that graze on it.
Now, Bill from Bear Path Farm, are you just a compost farm? Do you grow other food
compost
products as well?
Is my lion's share of my business by far.
What did you do before this, and how did you come to the term where you're going to say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to focus on compost. I'm going to be Mr. Compost.
I don't know if I have this whole philosophy, and I think most people should adopt this. I tell this to young people all the time. You got to walk before you can run.
Yes.
I had another job. I have an engineering degree, and I've worked in engineering, primarily in energy conservation projects, wood energy, turbine generator, cogeneration things. But the engineering world is not kind to the soul. You get burnt out after a while. And I was getting pretty crispy, and I was trying to think of something. What could I do on my land? I've also been involved in solid waste for many years with the Franklin County Solid Waste Management District, and I'm the recycling coordinator in my own town. And I asked around, and I want to do something environmentally acceptable, something good. I started thinking about various things, and composting came to mind, and I knew that the state was promoting backyard composting to keep food waste out of the landfill, among other things. And it occurred to me, quite without a whole lot of market research, basically none, that all these people that make their tiny bit of compost really don't make enough. And so I started making a little, developed a few customers, and then one thing led to another, and now I'm making about 2,000 yards a year. Right now I can sell all I can make. It's great, but I think I'm going to try to grow a little bit and see where that takes me. But it's been a good business. It's been good to me. You can make decent living at it. And the other thing that's very important is that I get a lot of positive feedback from my customers. It's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time of year when people should be thinking about it. When you're thinking about planting, what are you planting into and making sure your soil's really rich and that you're going to get great productive outcome as farmers do. It's great to follow farmers' leads on this.
That was Phil Corman from CESA and Bill O'Bear from Bear Path Farm in Whately. I think that a lot of people who care about the environment think, why don't more schools use the, you know, compost their food, and why don't more people compost their food? But you mentioned sort of as an aside that it's challenging for food waste, that most of the stuff that you use is actually animal waste. Why is that? Why is it challenging for you, and who is offering that challenge? Is it the state? Is it the town? Is it your neighbors who just don't want to smell the food?
Well, composting food waste is challenging in a couple of ways. One is keeping the contaminants out of it. Knives, forks, spoons. I was composting a large institution around here several years ago. And I probably picked out the equivalent of 2 5-gallon pails of silverware, thousands of latex gloves. I found enough to outfit several kitchens with steak knives. I even found an egg beater.
Keep looking for me because I need some good knives.
Yeah. I found some really nice Fiesta ware, which we're using in the house. Anyway, but the point was is that there's a lot of stuff that had to be removed, and it can be either removed by hand, which I tended to do. I did try mechanically screening it, but that has costs and other problems associated with it, particularly if the compost is not very, very dry. That's certainly an issue, keeping the contaminants out. The other issue is composting food waste. And when I mean food waste, I can do meats and cheeses and oils, some oils and things like that, which most people don't do in their backyard, because if they aren't doing it right, it is going to create problems with animals being attracted to it.
Right.
And it can create some odors. So you got to be careful about that.
So really, we're kind of our own worst enemy when it comes to composting. We just can't figure out how to separate.
Well, we know how to do it. It's just we don't keep our eye on it. And what Bill and I were sort of talking about beforehand was sort of like, there is this cycle, there's this circle, and we still have not adjusted our lifestyle to be part of that circle. And
Monty, I as recycling coordinator and also as a composter, I've come to terms with the fact, well, I don't know if it's coming to terms, I realize that most people don't understand that we're in this so-called recycling age now. We're keeping things out of the landfill. In my town, it's like 47% or so is recycled, but people still are putting funny things in which they shouldn't. And the same with the food waste. They don't realize that these waste products are actually resources for other industries and other businesses, and they're valuable to our economy.
Bill O'Bare from Bear Path Farm. Compost, the breakfast of champignon. If you need some compost for this growing season, you can find him in Waitley. He's on Weber Road or bearpathfarm.com. Thank you, gentlemen.
And at the CISA website, you can look up compost to find other farmers at buylocalfood.org. And it's also the season to think about farm shares.
I want a farm share of your poop.
Reconstituted poop.
That's right.